Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be going through red flags in relationships and how to never, ever suffer or tolerate red flags ever again. How to identify them, how to destroy them essentially, and not let them affect your relationship in a negative way. I've got four very practical steps for you today. Stick around to the end because they all tie into each other and there's just so much value here today. So really practical tips for anyone who wants to have a more conscious, more authentic, more beautiful relationship. And I'm going to give you some really, really practical tips for that today. Before I do get started, if I can ask just a massive favor that you like the video, if you subscribe, if you haven't subscribed, if you could leave a comment down below, I'd love to know from you for this video, what's your biggest red flag in a relationship? I'm going to be sharing with you some of mine in this podcast, but if you want to comment down yours below, that would be awesome just to share with other people. And I respond to all of my YouTube comments as well. So if you comment down below, I will certainly get back to you. Give me some time though to get back to you. But with all that being said, let's rock and roll. So first things first, whenever I work with anyone, especially when it comes to relationships or their business or their career, the first thing I'm working with an individual with is helping them become whole, helping them become or get to a point where they are detached and not needy of anything. Remember this line, write this one down if you'd like to remember it more. Whatever you need in life will control you. I'm going to say that again. Whatever you need in life will control you. If you're needy of love, then you will be easily manipulated and controlled by the person or whoever you perceive holds the key to love. If you're needy of money, same thing. If you're needy of status, of power, of whatever it is, you are controllable by someone else. So how do you become uncontrollable? Don't need anything. Don't be attached to anything. The most powerful place to be in life is to know exactly what it is that you want and be totally okay never having it. It's such a beautiful place to come from. Now, there's a catch-22 to that, so I'm not going to go fully into that topic because I've done topics on this specifically. But my invitation to you is to get to a point where you're not needy of a relationship. You're not desperate. You're not attached to it. Because if you are, and whether you're single now and you want to get into a relationship, and you're needy, or maybe you're already in a relationship and you're needy and attached to your partner, the challenge with that is if they treat you poorly and they overstep boundaries or they have red flags that they're not working on, because you're needy of them, there's a part of you that won't be willing to actually set a boundary, to hold them accountable, to actually say, hey, look, I don't appreciate that. If you continue to do this and not consciously work on this, I'm going to leave you. And you say that in a healthy way than what I just said, but that's essentially the concept. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to tolerate the poor behavior, them overstepping boundaries, the red flags. So this is why I start with this first. And the question is, how do you get to that point? It comes back to healing. It comes back to doing the inner work, your past traumas, your past wounds, your past limiting beliefs that you're not enough, that you're not worthy, that you're not lovable. Literally, if you have a belief that you're not lovable, which is very common. I find that a lot with my clients I've worked with. And then you somehow get yourself into a relationship and you're actually getting some crumbs of love or some version of love, but you believe you're not lovable. One, you're going to fuck that relationship. It's going to be not very fulfilled and deep and intimate. But secondly, you're going to be so attached to it because if you lose that person, because you're unlovable, you might not find anyone else again. So you can see how it's a very, very bad, dangerous place to be in when it comes to intimate relating. So the first part of this process is to become whole and not attached and actually not needy of love. Get to a point where you love your life. And I'm very proud to say that about me. I still have healing to do. Don't get me wrong. I'm still growing. I'm still healing. I'm still evolving. I'm still expanding. I'm still integrating. I'm still doing a lot of the work. I've got a Reiki session today as I'm filming this podcast. So I'm still doing the work on myself, but I'm at a level where I'm not attached to anything. I'm not attached to my partner. I love my fiance. We're getting married next year sometime. You guys will see that as we get closer to it. But with all love and respect to my beautiful fiance, if she started treating me poorly to a level that overstepped my boundaries, one, I would enforce it straight away because I'm willing to do it because I'm not scared of her leaving me because even if she does, I'm okay with that. And if she was to not respect my boundaries and not respect my needs and wants and expectations, which are fair and reasonable, which I'll get to soon, If she doesn't respect that, at some point, I would be willing and happily be able to leave. Would there be hurt? Of course. Would there be some emotional tearing? Of course, that's a part of the transition process. But I'm actually at a point where I'm willing to do that. And I love my partner because she's willing to do that to me. So she holds me accountable to the expectations. She pulls me out on my red flags with her and vice versa. That's a healthy fucking relationship. Just, oh my God, I'm so scared of my partner leaving me. So if they treat me like shit, I'll put up with it and I'll suppress it and I'll beat myself up and I'll have all this resentment and negative energy and that flows over to other areas of my life and I gossip about my partner to my friends and family. That's a fucking shit show. Fuck that. You don't want that. You want to be at a level where you love your life, you love yourself, and then you find someone else who's on that level. And then you get to grow and expand and love each other more deeply and intimately together. I hope you like the vibe of what I'm talking about. So that's step one. How do you do that? Do the inner work, do healing, integrating, processing, find a healer, find a coach. I do that. That's a lot of the work I do. You don't have to work with me. If you don't like my vibe, that's cool. Find someone else, find a Reiki healer. I'm literally seeing a Reiki healer today to continue to do the work on me. Find a coach, find a therapist, find someone to help you do the work so you're not needy and attached to anyone or anything. So that's step one. Step two is you need to have a vision for your future, which includes the relationship. What's the vision for your future relationship? And everyone's different because everyone has different needs, wants, and expectations. But what is it that you want intimately? Are you a highly sexually driven person? I am. I do have a high sex drive. Some people don't. Some people, I've heard the term asexual where they never have sex. I'm like, me and that person could not be together. And like they might tick all the boxes outside of that, but that's a need that I have. That's an expectation and a want that I have for my relationship. What's your communication like? Do you value deep, intimate, open conversations? That's one for me as well. So I couldn't be with someone who's not willing to be open and to express and to communicate openly. And guess what? Doing the inner work helps with all of these things I'm talking about, by the way. That's why we keep healing and keep doing the work. What's your health? Do you want to, like, for me, just one of my expectations is health. I couldn't be with someone who smokes cigarettes. I couldn't be with someone who doesn't look after their health fundamentally. I don't need to be with a bodybuilder by any means, but my partner, Georgia, like, she looked after her health. I think she's literally at the gym right now as I'm filming this podcast. So you want to get clear on what is the vision for your relationship and what does that relationship look like from communication, intimacy, health, growth, finances, travel, whatever is important to you. To give you a really awesome step to help you do this, I teach values. It's one of the, it is the first thing I do when I work with any single client. So I teach values and I have a free training. If you didn't know about this, it's episode 200 of this podcast. So go to this podcast you're listening to right now, go to episode 200 and it's a free training on how to determine your values. I recommend doing the video because I actually share my screen and I take you through it. It's a 35-minute video. It's absolutely free. So what I would recommend is get clear on your values and then create the vision for your life using those values. When I do vision with clients, I get their values and I expand on their values and that becomes their vision. So to summarize this step, get clear on the second step is vision. What's the vision for your relationship? And what are the needs and expectations and standards that you have for your relationship? I'll give you some examples of mine. Is growth, self-growth is probably the biggest one. I could not be with someone who does not work on their own stuff, who doesn't heal, integrate, expand, evolve, and become a better version of them. I just couldn't do it. That's probably the biggest one for me. Second would probably be intimacy and communication. That would probably fit into that. Three would be health, like I mentioned before. Four, I would say probably the feminine energy. I'm very attracted to the feminine energy. I couldn't be with a masculine driven woman. We all have all parts. I have feminine, I have masculine, but I'm a more masculine driven man. So I'm more drawn to the feminine. So I couldn't be with a more masculine driven woman. Again, that's a conversation for later, but those are some of mine. So the question is, what are yours? And maybe, and again, if you want to comment down below, that'd be cool. Or maybe just write them down for yourself. What is the vision for your relationship? Intimacy, communication, travel, finances, experiences. What is it that you want? And what is it in detail? And get clear on it. Just a little caveat that I have to this is please don't create a fantasy. Some people think like a perfect relationship in quotations is like only upsides, no downsides, where it's perfect sex, never fight, never argue, always get along, it's always sunshine and rainbows. And that's bullshit. That doesn't exist. Every real conscious relationship has downsides because you're going to have disagreements. You're going to challenge each other. You're going to trigger each other. But how do you handle those things? How do you hold space for each other? How do you love each other? Those are the things you want to get clear on. If you think your partner, if you've got an expectation that your man or your woman is going to be always happy, never sad, always giving, never taking, always happy, oh, I just said that, always positive, never negative, and just this like fantasized fucking version or perspective of relationship, you're living in a fantasy and you will attract a nightmare to balance that out because it's not real. So be real, be honest, be fair and equitable when it comes to the vision. Don't live in a fantasy. Just a little caveat to that, okay? So that's step two. Step three is now you're in the dating phase. So you've worked on you, you're now whole, you're not attached, you're not needy, and you're clear on what it is that you want. Beautiful. Now we start dating. So jump on whatever apps you want to do, whether it's a dating app or whether you're just going out to a bar, maybe a friend referred you to someone, got a referral or a recommendation, whatever it may be, doesn't matter. You're in the dating scene. This is where you want to start filtering. Now, just another caveat to this is it's easier to find someone than to change someone. So say, for example, I have a high value on growth and health. So for me, like if I was to go to find someone who's like extremely overweight and never into self-development and doesn't want to grow, it's a lot harder to quote change that person into someone who loves health and fitness and they train all the time and they're loving self-development. Wouldn't it be easier to just find someone who's already loves health and already does self-development? Wouldn't that be a little bit easier? Now, don't get me wrong, like, to be honest with you guys, when I met my beautiful fiance now, she was into health, so she looked after herself. She was very feminine. She ticked a lot of the boxes, but she didn't have the self-development. She'd never done it before, and nothing wrong with it. She'd just never been exposed to it before. I remember like one of our first dates, we watched a Tony Robbins documentary. So a good documentary for anyone on Netflix. It's called I Am Not Your Guru from Tony Robbins. It's a great documentary. And I remember we watched it together, and she actually cried watching it because it's a beautiful documentary. And she's like, holy shit, this is amazing. And I actually communicated to her before that, because I'm going to tell you how to communicate boundaries and red flags in the next point. But I communicated to what an expectation and a concern for me was with Georgia. And she acknowledged it and she was willing to work on it. And now she loves growth. She's always got coaches. She's going to seminars. She's reading books. She's doing the work. So there was a bit of, quote, changing with Georgia just because she was never exposed to it. But she was willing to. She was willing to do that, okay? So again, a bit of a caveat. It's easier to find someone, but don't get me wrong, everyone can change. Anyone can change. And if you've got enough want, desire, and need, and threshold of pain to change, anyone can change. But again, easier to find someone who's already there versus turn someone into someone that they're not. So just think about that and consider that. So when you're filtering, I would recommend looking for those non-negotiables and you'll be able to sort of see it sooner rather than later. But then also as you sort of get into those dating phases where you want to start having those more deeper intimate conversations where something like me, someone's asked me when's the right time to have this conversation. I don't think there's a right time. I think it's intuitively, but I would be definitely within the first month or two starting to open it up a little bit more and start asking those conversations. What's the vision for your relationship? What do you want out for your future? What are your goals for your life? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? And starting to get clear on and see if there's fundamental alignment. Again, no one's perfect. Everyone's got differences. My partner, she's a beautiful opera singer, got a beautiful angelic voice, and she loves Taylor Swift. Now, I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan. I do like some of her songs because I've heard literally every single one of them now. But it's like, I wasn't like, I need to have someone who loves Taylor Swift or I can't be with someone who loves Taylor Swift. It's like, I don't really care too much, to be honest. So it's like, that wasn't really a non-negotiable for me, but growth, health, communication, intimacy, those were the non-negotiables for me. Family, we both want kids and a family long-term. So there's non-negotiables and there's nice to have. So is you got to make sure your non-negotiables are hit as long as it's fair and reasonable. And then as many nice to haves is also a nice bonus, okay? So that's step three. So you're in the dating phase. You're starting to filter either just by seeing what they're like without you sort of saying anything. And then obviously as you get to know them, communicate, open up and get to know each other a little bit more. Then step four is communicating and enforcing the boundaries. Now, I could do a podcast purely on this topic because it's a very intricate communication, energy, holding space. There's a lot that goes into it. So I'm just going to give you a short version of this now. But you want to make sure that sooner rather than later, you start to communicate and enforce the red flags and the concerns that you have. I'll share one with you guys now. I just mentioned it earlier. When I met my beautiful fiance, she was not into self-development. So as we were sort of getting to know each other, we were sleeping together, hanging out together, going out on some dates. I can't remember the time frame, but I think it was in the first month or so, where I said, hey, babe, look, I just wanted to be really real with you. I've really enjoyed hanging out with you and connecting with you. I had a lot of limiting beliefs, by the way, back then around relationships. I had a very closed off heart. I had a lot of healing to be done back then. I still have more to do, but I was very, very resistant to relationships, but she changed me. She turned me. She opened up my heart. She helped me so much. That's why I love her so much. But quite early on, I was pretty transparent. I'm a pretty transparent guy. And I said, hey, baby, like, I really, really have enjoyed hanging out with you, connecting with you, but I just want to be really real with you and honest with you about something that's a concern for me. The future for my relationship, the future I see and the vision I see is a partner who's always growing, who's into self-development. They're expanding, because if, say, I grow and say you don't, it's going to create a huge gap between you and me. So there's going to be a gap in communication, in intimacy, in interest, and the unhealed traumas, unhealed insecurities, all those limiting beliefs that don't get worked through, they're going to ruin this relationship. So the reason I'm bringing all this up, because I want to be with you. Are you willing to do self-development? And I joked around with it. I said, you don't have to become Tony Robbins by any means, but are you at least willing to do the work on yourself to develop, to grow and heal through the stuff that we all have work to do together? And she said, yes. And then we watched the Tony Robbins documentary. She signed up for a Tony Robbins coach. She's done so many seminars. She was actually at a Tony Robbins event, I think 2 weeks ago. She did an in-person seminar, which is awesome. She's reading books. Like, she inspires me so much from the woman that she, the goddess that she is and that she's embodying because of the work that she's doing. So that's an example of, she wasn't already doing it, but I communicated it. So this is where you just want to find a way to healthily, if that's a word, in a healthy way, communicate what your red flags are, what your concerns are, and why you want to work through them together as a team, because this means so much to you. And if your partner acknowledges it, but then chooses not to work on it, that's for me, that's a non-negotiable. That's for me, it's like, look, I just can't be with someone who doesn't actually do the work. No one's perfect. I still make mistakes. I still drop the ball. I still have things that I'm not perfect with, but I'm at least fucking trying. I'm working. And so is my partner. She's not always perfect, but she's working on it. And that for me is the sort of the red line. I posted a video earlier on Instagram a couple of days ago, and it's my biggest red flag. So this is my biggest red flag in a relationship, to summarize it. It is someone who consciously chooses not to do the work. That's my biggest red flag, because you can't be held accountable to something you're oblivious to. So, but once you become aware of your own triggers, your own insecurities, your own wounds, your own limiting beliefs, if you choose to not work through them, you're choosing to keep them. Hear what I just said. If you're choosing not to work through them, you're choosing to keep them. That for me is the biggest red flag, because everyone's got stuff to heal through. It's going to be triggered. It's going to be brought up, especially in a relationship. That's where you do the most amount of healing and triggering together. But then if you, once the dust settles and you get through the argument and the chaos, once that's settled, are you actually working through whatever came up for you? That for me is the biggest red flag. So if your partner is not willing to be held accountable, is not willing to be open, is not really willing to do the work, that for me is the biggest red flag. I would never be with someone like that. So I hope this made sense. I hope you got some value from this. I'll summarize those 4 points. Number one, make sure you're at a point where you're whole and you're not attached and you're not needy. So you're willing to set boundaries, set expectations and help hold people accountable, and you're willing to walk away if you have to. Two, you've got your vision of your relationship for the future, what you want, what you don't want, what you tolerate, what you don't tolerate. Three, once you're dating, start to filter and recognize those things and have those conversations. And then four, enforce and set those expectations. And just with that last point, appreciate you're not always going to get it right the first time. It's taken me sort of 5-10 times sometimes to get one of George's boundaries right, because we're all human. We're all working through our stuff. If you've got 20 years of programming about a certain thing, which is a red flag, don't think you're going to get it right straight away. It might take you 10, 20, 30 times to get it right. As long as you're trying, as long as you're working towards it, that for me is the sweet spot. I hope you got value from this, guys. If you got value, comment down below. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Leave your biggest red flag in the comments. I'd love to see what they are. Send this to a friend that you think will get value from this. And if you're looking to heal, grow, work on you, become the best authentic expressed version of you. Find your purpose, do what you love, live a life on your terms, create a life on your terms. I have a free strategy call for you. It's in the comments. Go to the caption, book in for a strategy call with me, and I look forward to connecting with you. Much love. Thank you so much. Bye.